You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back. Glad to have you here on a Tuesday afternoon on St. Louis's 97.1 FM Talk. The YouTube poll for today, haven't really talked a whole lot about it. Grade President Trump's progress on law and order. How much of what President Trump has done? Actually, I know that he's got a lot of things out there. Of course, the economy, tariffs, all that stuff. That's a big part of what he's doing right now. But what percentage of his presidency has been restoring law and order?
100? I mean, that's the theme of everything that he does.
I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but the border, law and order. He didn't need Congress to do anything in order to make law and order restored on the southern border. It's one of the things that really, you said earlier that it bugs you how people on the left are reacting to Trump's efforts to try to bring peace.
It surprises me that it disappoints me so much, because that's just such a terrible reaction.
You feel like at this point you should know better than to expect anything different.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me, but it surprises me that it disappoints me.
It's frustrating to me. It's extra frustrating to me to think about how Joe Biden used the chaos and the crisis on the southern border only as an avenue to trying to shame House Republicans.
That's sick.
That was the entire play for the Biden administration from the position of power that they were in. The entire play was, let's get to the House Republicans on it. Because the majority in the House was narrow. They needed to win the House back in a way that would allow Kamala Harris as the president, Joe Biden as term two president, to be able to do all of their crazy socialist stuff. How many times did Joe Biden come out and say the Republicans don't want to secure the border? If they did, they'd pass the bipartisan bill. I can't do anything until the House acts. And it's like, that is completely untrue. There is nothing about that is true, because Donald Trump did it essentially immediately with the stroke of his pen. Now he's got to utilize Congress to fortify it even more, which they have. They funded the efforts in the Big Beautiful Bill to a pretty significant extent. So Congress has gotten behind him, but they have the Senate now, so they can do those things. But you watch President Trump go from issue to issue to issue, and there are two things that are pretty much ingrained in all of them: law and order and economic common sense, as he sees it as a businessman. So he's uniquely qualified to run the United States like a successful business, as opposed to run the U.S. government like it's a successful business. One perpetuates a country and the idea that it is that country. The other perpetuates the existence of itself for the purpose of its own existence. One of those is for the American people. One of those is against the American people. It's really that simple.
I would argue that he's even restoring some law and order to the economy. And some of that comes through crime enforcement and ICE and some of that. But I mean, even things like he's gotten so much heat for firing that ridiculously bad head of labor who was wrong every freaking month for like 3 years. And he fires him and says, "You're terrible at your job." And everybody goes, "I can't believe he has the gall to do that."
They are probably disappointed that they're still disappointed in the fact that President Trump has the cojones to do these types of things.
They're like, he doesn't like the numbers, so they're getting rid of him. Yeah, he doesn't like the numbers because they're always wrong. You freaking idiot.
They're manipulated and they always benefit the left. They always hurt the right. And the corrections always benefit the right and always hurt the left. And the corrections are like a whisper in a buried news cycle where on a Wednesday you get new job numbers or something and they're the lead story. It goes from issue to issue to issue. They have to do with law and order and they have to do with smart economics. Smart economics might be bringing peace between Ukraine and Russia.
Yeah.
Listen, this is a really interesting way to look at how President Trump's invitation to Vladimir Putin carried itself out, according to Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
There will likely be a bilateral meeting and then perhaps one that includes President Trump. Is that where things stand right now?
Well, Joe, let's go all the way back to Friday because I want to set the record straight on what went on in Alaska. Alaska was a show of force by President Trump. He invited President Putin to land that the Russians used to own. He displayed a huge amount of military hardware and then did a flyover. It was kind of like inviting your uncontrollable neighbor to your house and showing him your gun case.
He's such a robot when he says it, too.
But isn't it the best when people like that are funny?
He's funny.
Sneaky.
Because he brings so much fact. He's like, well, here's what was really going on. And you just laugh because you're like, the question now seems stupid.
I think of President Trump, I don't know that this would be a surprise to anyone, but President Trump's progress with law and order 7 months in, A+. I'm trying to think of where he's lax. I keep hearing people in Chicago, a lot of videos are being put out there, and I'm always kind of sensitive to the algorithm players. If you put somebody out there who's like, bring Donald Trump to Chicago and get this place in order, that's going to get views from everybody. So are people doing that? Because is that the broad feeling in Chicago, Illinois, or is it not? Hard to tell. But the results that we've seen from President Trump's law and order efforts in Washington, D.C. are statistically undeniable. Let me share with you this clip or this graphic here. We can kind of walk through it together. But Fox News was talking about the numbers and D.C. crime since federal control in the last 7 days. Robbery down 46%. What's ADW? Somebody figure that out. Carjacking, of which I've been carjacked in this city. Carjacking down 83%. 83%. Car theft down 21%. Violent crime down 22%. Property crime down 6%. All crimes in total down 8%.
Assault with a deadly weapon.
Good grief. Down 6%. Is this a massive failure? Like, do the MS Now people of the universe, are they like, this is disaster?
I think they look at this and they go, carjacking only down by 83%. Where is law enforcement for the remaining 17%? That's the kind of stuff that they say.
And if you are deranged in the way that all you're doing is tuning in to hear that be said, everybody just goes along with their day. Somebody says it, you feel better for saying it. I was kind of alluding to this yesterday, but some of the posts that I'm seeing people make, real people, real good, kind-hearted people who hate this president are posting things that are so misinformed that my only explanation that I can come up with, which is why I dip over in MSNBC to see what they're saying, you can see the talking points flow directly off of what's on above the fold on MSNBC.com. So I guess, and you know what? They think we do that. We're the Fox News radio affiliate here in St. Louis. Did you know that? And you probably think that we're just spoon-fed Fox News talking points. I get them right here in my hand every day, and I just read to you what Fox News wants me to say. I got a couple of points that I'd like to make on that. I don't work for Fox News. Not opposed to it, but I don't work for Fox News. I work for Odyssey. I work here locally in St. Louis. I have never been paid a red cent by Fox News, and literally nobody tells me what to talk about on the show ever. And I don't say that like I'm making a stand, like I decide. I'm like, I have to decide. Otherwise, there will be nothing to talk about. I come up with every day with Brad getting sound together for us and putting things together and Brad booking guests. And we work through that and we come up with something that we think hits the mark on the day. And then we do this. There's no gifting of content ever. Sometimes I think it would be nice. like an AI, like, here, Annie, here's your show today.
You could do that. I do that. All of my talking points, Brett Baer.
You need to get a Brett Baer filter on your voice. Can you sing Rapper's Delight?
Did you
get pulled over in Washington, D.C. yesterday?
Yes.
Must have been for speeding.
Yeah, because I got there real fast.
And then came back right away.
I was trying to come back.
Brett Baer got pulled over in D.C. yesterday, and he said that he drove past a police officer because he had just gotten a phone, and he picked up his phone to check his phone and got pulled over for it because you can't check your phone, can't have your phone in your hand. And he said the officer was very professional. I got a ticket. I went on with my day. Didn't know there'd be paparazzi. He's driving a sweet ride, though.
Yeah.
Are we sure that he didn't carjack that?
No. I thought the ride fit the driver, so. Yeah.
Okay. I'll check into that.
Can you have him on Wiggins America on Saturday and ask him?
I will, yeah.
Was that really your vehicle?
Brett.
Carjacking wasn't down 100% in D.C. What about that 17%? Mr. Baer. Mr. Baer to you, remember?
It'd be funny if it's all become white-collar crime.
The
richest people are like, hey, we can do crimes now?
Finally, these young people are out of here.
It's not a suggestion, people. As a matter of fact, quit listening to the show. Oh, my gosh. Ethan, sports and local next. Ryan keeps boasting that he's got a good one in his back pocket for
it's one of the best.
One of the best.
Short but sweet.
Expectations relatively higher.
Yep.
Ethan, in here. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hold up! Check it out! Sports and local.
Barfhead.
What? Oh, nonsense.
I could say some choice words about you right now.
Ethan, I said off the air. Brian has been boasting about that one. I didn't know what it was, and I don't really understand the boasting, but that's not beside the point. I said I felt like you were on tilt today, that he could maybe push you over the edge. I was kind of hyped for it. Let it rip. What do you got?
I kind of hope you'd go over the edge here.
Unfortunately.
Let Ethan have it.
There are FCC guidelines.
Oh, you want to yell? You want to hear? Just come over here in the cone of silence.
I have a dump button.
It only works once, Brad.
Yeah, you get one.
You better have taken the training on that.
You know, I have 7 seconds to say as much as I can.
You know what doesn't cross the line? Barf head. You could say that on
pretty
the radio.
Close.
Sports and local with Ethan. What do you got for us today?
Breaking news. Missouri's got a new attorney general.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys haven't discussed that yet, have you?
A little bit.
That was sarcastic.
Thanks for
listening. I knew you guys had discussed that. In exciting local news, we talked about it last week. Ryan had opposed my opposition and some of the opposition made by the people. But the St. Charles Data Center project is kaput. Gone. Offer
you know what
withdrawn.
Happened? You know what happened? They heard Ryan was for it.
They said, oh, crap.
That's possible.
This
oh, no.
can't
this
work.
This can't be right.
This cannot work.
We've seen the error of our ways.
We made a mistake.
I even went in there with a Venn diagram. Look at this.
God.
Look at these Venn diagrams.
It had to do with celebrities and politics.
Yeah, they didn't
but...
have a whole lot to do with the topic. But I made my position well known.
You're like, but it's a Venn diagram.
But look at this thing. The circles, they cross.
Say the peanuts line.
If you had missed
you
some
went into
of,
Jerry there for a second.
If you had missed some of the conversation that we had about this over the last week or two, there had been some talks about the potential breaking ground eventually of developers of this massive to be quite frank, secretive data center project in St. Charles, just outside of the heart of St. Charles.
Nothing wrong with secretive. That you don't like the Batcave?
No.
Not
a vigilante, though.
Not
it was
yet.
Called Project Cumulus,
how
and it received
know?
A lot of pushback from residents because of concerns about water pollution, energy bill increases, general community impacts were also mentioned. And apparently, during last week's public forum, it was hard to get a lot of answers. Some people commented, sharing their thoughts
what
on it.
What is a data center? Like, we don't really know.
Signed an NDA? Can't tell you.
What? The argument that I heard that did convince me, well, I mean, if it's true, that, yeah, it's not going to have the economic impact that I was arguing, is that data centers just don't employ that many people. I don't know that that's true, but when somebody said that, I said, well, I'd be interested to know, because if it is in my head, a data center has tons and tons of people, tons of jobs, tons of money coming into the area. But if it's just a computer farm, then Yeah, yeah. You're not going to have a lot of impact.
Lots of construction jobs at the front end, and then it's just a much smaller staff to maintain the computer equipment.
Go ahead, Barf.
Okay. Thank you, Wickens.
Have you watched Spaceballs yet?
It's Does my silence question. Give you an answer?
I am going to call you Barf. Go
That's
on.
Not nice.
The National... Would you rather me call you John Candy? I'm
Close.
Half man, half dog. I'm my own best friend.
The National Transportation Safety Board has released a preliminary report on the deadly helicopter crash last week in West Alton, Missouri. Yeah, you gonna keep laughing over there?
Oh, now you're doing real news so we can stop joking.
Go on.
It confirmed that the aircraft struck transmission lines before crashing into a barge, among several other details, according to a witness account cited in the report. As the pilot maneuvered the aircraft in alignment, standing on the left skid in a safety harness, it also attempted to attach a safety marker onto power lines. The helicopter's tail struck a transmission line. The people that were identified, the victims, Nicholas Fulton of Salem, Missouri, and Michael Curry of Ashley, Illinois. So obviously a super sad scenario occurring last week on the Mississippi River just outside of Alton, Illinois.
You know, a lot of people that brought that to my attention. Like, hey, have you guys talked about this? Mm-hmm. So a lot of local interest. I think a lot of people who knew either somebody who worked with them or somebody who knew them directly.
You also just don't see that level of catastrophe, really. It's sad any time that anyone is affected by this, two people passing. But I tell you what, landing on a bar, I mean, it could have been so much worse. This could have ended up being hundreds of deaths. So, thankful that it was limited, but also super sad to see the community affected by that. Southwest Airlines is cutting at least 5 direct flights out of St. Louis Lambert International Airport next year, including flights to Des Moines, Iowa, Little Rock, Arkansas, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, Tulsa, Oklahoma, and Wichita, Kansas. Now, here's the good thing. I don't know a lot of people that are flying to those destinations necessarily, but it is kind of telling that St. Louis, in a time that the city is looking to grow, is losing direct flights.
Yeah.
Southwest is changing everything right now. I think that wasn't Charlotte, North Carolina on that list too, or did that wasn't one that you said?
Wasn't one I said, but it also says that Lambert, following the changes, will have 71 nonstop markets with Southwest operating service to 60 of the destinations. I'm not sure if only those 5 are the ones that have dropped, or if there's more. It also says at least 5 direct flights. So those just being some of the local ones, perhaps.
Annie, I want to tell you something. In September, I'm doing one of my patented dad trips with my kid.
I'm not going with you.
Hope you're not going to Des Moines.
I said tell, not ask. At the end, I was going to ask if you wanted to go, but no. Never mind.
I don't.
Word.
I'll go with your kid.
I bet I would
show him a fantastic time.
I don't want to just have you go.
Get to the point.
The flights that I looked at, the only flights in September nonstop to Orlando, which is a major...
Yeah.
Back and forth.
Huge.
Here. Only Southwest had them. Not a single other airline had a nonstop flight from here to Orlando on either day that we were flying.
I never fly anything other than Southwest for now.
But it concerns me that if Southwest starts cutting these back...
They won't cut that one.
We don't have as many direct flights here in St. Louis already. And Southwest is one of the main ones that does have direct flights to L.A. a couple years ago. They were the only airline that had a direct flight to L.A. from St. Louis.
Well, we need two things to happen. We need Southwest to get their act together, and we need St. Louis to get their act together. I don't know which I'd hold my breath for longer.
Let's make Lambert a China hub.
Direct flights to those locations will instead be routed through other Southwest hubs, primarily Chicago's Midway Airport, according to a schedule released recently by the airline.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at
Ryan.
The juxtaposition of what we've seen this week with Donald Trump summoning some of Europe's greatest leaders to the White House with like a 48-hour heads up, and they're all there and everything is going the way it's supposed to, and Fox News was just airing Joe Biden wandering off to the parachuter and Italian, was she a prime minister or something?
Yeah.
Maloney kindly going after him like, over here, President.
Here, boy.
Here,
boy.
Come here.
Oh,
come
man. Here. I didn't see that.
Have I told you that Molly, who is four now, calls our dog? She hears people whistle for dogs. Or Molly calls the dog by going, woo, woo.
That's cute.
It's super cute. And she does it completely unironically. I think she knows she's not whistling, but she just knows that noise makes the dog.
Sounds kind of like
so
it.
So you just be in the house and all of a sudden, woo, woo.
And the does dog it work?
Yes.
That's hilarious.
The other thing I'm learning from this B-roll from yesterday's summit with all these European leaders is that Macron has some serious sideburns. Not Javier Milei from Argentina sideburns.
Not fluffy.
But some pretty serious, like, almost Star Trek level sideburns.
I don't know how I feel about that.
What is that voice?
What's wrong with that voice?
It's not like you're doing a character.
That was mean.
I don't know.
It's just how I talk. All right, Ethan, we're going to wrap it up here. Are you going to stick around for X's and Y's?
Why the heck not?
All right. I've got some good questions. I'm looking forward to asking you guys. X's and Y's, where we celebrate the two sexes. There are only two, and we discuss the differences of them in X's and Y's. We'll take your questions if you have any. Throw them up there on the Annie Fry YouTube channel while you vote in the YouTube live chat poll. Grade President Trump's progress on Law and Order. A, B, slash C, D, or F. X's and Y's with Trisha next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
All right, this is where we talk about boys and girls and what makes them different specifically. And we all have questions. Don't you have questions about, like, why are women like that? Why are boys like that? Why are boys so smelly? Ryan?
Why are boys in general so smelly? Because I smell good.
I never notice.
I wake up smelling like Tommy Hilfiger.
Thank you for specifying.
That's actually where they based the fragrance off of.
That's not my real
natural
question. My real
musk.
Question, we're going to go around in the room, and this doesn't have to take forever, so be brief and be quick. But what about each of our gender makes us good at our job?
Well, you should probably answer first because you've thought about it.
Okay. I think Trisha, who is here. Hi, Trisha.
Hi, Annie and crew.
I've worked with Trisha for, you. What did you, was I pregnant when we started working together with Jensen? I think it might have been before that.
I think it was before.
2011?
It's 12 or 13 years. I don't remember.
So we've known each other for a very long time, and I've watched you grow in this industry, but you just have always overachieved. And I think that a female trait that you have that is really applicable to what you're doing now specifically is, what are you, the assistant brand manager?
Yes.
Of 97.1? Mm-hmm. Is your attention to detail and your willingness to listen. I think that that is something that is a feminine trait that makes you very good at your job. Does anybody disagree with me?
I don't necessarily love the compliments. But.
Is there any? Let's just do Trisha here real quick. What about, anybody can join and we don't all have to speak, but is there something about Trisha that makes her good at her job that you think she's probably better at because she's female?
You're asking me to compliment her after
I love
after
this
she
segment.
Just
you don't
stole
have to.
My chair.
Well, I've got something here, and Trisha manages people. She has to deal with people around the office, and her people skills are really good. She has a good, like, attitude toward, you know, helping encourage people to go into the direction she needs them to go without, like, being harsh or anything. Like she has a way of doing it where you're next thing you know, you're standing in the position. You're like, how did I get here? This is great. So
that's what women are always trying to do to men. You to success, and you have no idea how
guide
you got there.
You.
Just kidding.
I like how much she talks about her baby. That's a feminine trait.
Sure it is. Yeah. Women
He's
definitely
so
do
cute.
That. Yeah, women I, definitely do that.
It's kind of become a thing. I'll just be like, how's your baby? She's like, really cute.
I do that too.
Ryan,
how's
you
your
do
baby?
Have, you do have to offer compliments.
Okay. I don't know how this is probably leans feminine. I know.
Probably.
Leans. Feminine.
That's what they say about me.
51.
Leans feminine. She's pretty much
subjective.
Right down the middle.
She presents.
That's my pronouns underneath my signature.
Leans feminine.
Honesty required it, so.
It's a management thing.
I put far male.
Farm ale.
Farm ale.
That tracks.
He's a farm ale.
Like his pronouns are beer.
Coming to stores doing
now
beer.
Now get back to the point. We don't have time.
Yeah,
we don't have time
beer.
For you to riff the whole time here, Ryan.
Corporate.
Come back.
Such a joke.
I would say,
we're going to run out of time to compliment you, Ryan.
I would say that Trisha is very good at her job because she can stay focused very well, but then she also will just take time to talk to you, which guys just don't do that as much. Mm-mm. I'm not saying they never do, but she's really good at that.
Thanks.
That is a good compliment.
Yeah.
Let's talk about Ethan.
Chiseled jaw. Great for stream.
So tall.
Just like AI list.
Chiseled jaw. Great for stream.
Strong hands.
I don't, though.
I think of so extroversion as a more male trait. I don't know if that's an actual thing.
Extroversion?
Yeah, just like being willing to socially be around people in an environment, like an office environment, where you have to be chill around people in order to work with a lot of different kinds of people and personalities. I think that's easier for men than women. Trisha?
Yeah, I think men in general in society, that it's actually one of my questions about like planning out like social interactions, but I think men sometimes often lead with a confidence that...
I think that your confidence and your comfortability around so many different types of people, Ethan, makes you incredibly fun to work with.
Thank you.
I'll say
this. You have such a chill about you that makes this all just kind of flow because we're in such a fast-paced environment. You seem to always be happy to be along for the ride. It's very valuable.
Thank you.
We have a very contentious rapport on air.
You're speaking, you have to be more specific in this room.
Oh. Ethan and I do. Well, so do you and I.
How about you and Brad?
There are jokes that I would not make to a woman that I can make to Ethan. Like,
just barf
like calling you just a barf. and stupid stuff that I'm like, I think Ethan can pretty much, I think I've asked you before, can you take anything? And you're like, yep.
And go for it. Have at it. It's playtime.
Brad?
It's okay.
Ethan's, well, you said attention to detail, and I don't necessarily identify attention to detail as a feminine trait. I just think that.
Wait, who are you talking about?
Ethan. I think that's a trait.
Just calling me a woman. That's what I'm talking right now.
No, I think that that is a trait that men have, that attention to detail. And Ethan has it where he, you know, like in making the show sheet or something like that, he pays attention to what's going on.
Do you think that's more of a male trait?
I really do. Vehemently disagree,
yes.
I'm pretty sure I screwed up that show sheet a couple days ago.
Yeah, in the workforce, I think that it is. I would say in the workforce it is.
Really?
Yeah. When you're doing a job, because you're just solely focused, you're not trying to do like six things at once. You're just doing one, and everything focuses in on that. And where guys get in trouble is whenever they try to do three, four, five, or six
Ryan,
different things.
Who's better at attention to detail, men or women? You can't just say you.
It's not Ryan.
Women.
Ethan, who do you think?
I love you, Brad, but I'm going to go women too.
Okay. Well. Everybody gets to have an opinion.
Women are better at multitasking, I think.
Yeah. I will definitely
That's not
say
the
that.
Same thing, I guess, though.
It's not the same thing, but they do go hand in hand.
Yeah.
You can't, if you want to not screw up the details, you have to be compartmentalized in how you think about things, which means you can't do as many things at once because you will miss the details. And I think that's where men struggle.
I tried to run that board when I was working on the Dave Glover Show.
Didn't go well.
I was terrible at it.
That's why you're here.
I can't compartmentalize.
In the minors.
There were conversations that they would have that I would jump in the middle of, and they'd be like, what are you talking about? And I genuinely didn't know.
Let's do Brad. What about Brad?
Brad is steady. I would say emotionally, you always know where Brad's at, or at least you think you do. And he is even keel, steady Eddie.
Ethan?
I would say that Brad is very much so, regardless of how things are going, it is a, like, get it done. Like, get through it, work through it, and I think that's a very masculine trait.
I think he likes to fix things. I think he likes to take things that are broken and try to make them fixed, and I think that's a dude thing. I think women are exactly the same, but they want you to fix it. am I wrong?
No, that's right.
Yeah, that's
right. You're like, looks like this chair is kind of wobbly. And you just say it loud enough so he can hear it. And he's like,
I can do that.
I can fix that. Ryan, or Trisha, you want to say something about Brad?
Yeah, he is incredibly diligent and hardworking. And I don't know that that's necessarily just a male thing.
Oh,
it is. It is.
Totally
okay,
is.
As a man, Brad is extremely diligent, hardworking, and very reliable.
We lost Annie just now.
Good thing there's so many dudes in here.
I was just so impressed with the chiseled jaw to my right that I'd like the cold clock right now for his over-assertedness. Listen to that.
Ethan really liked that
one. Your giggle is not the most masculine thing
ever. I have like nine different laughs, and any one of them can come out at any different time.
Ryan, what about Ryan's? this is serious. Everybody get it together. What about, why are you doing
that? I'm just bracing.
Like he's crying.
No.
Yeah, they're
I'm just closing my eyes because I know that this is going to be.
You look like you're being tased.
These are not going to be real compliments.
What about Ryan's masculinity affords him?
He's covering his eyes.
Brad, you go first.
Confidence. Oh. If for nothing else, it's confidence.
Bro, nail it.
I mean, bro. Like. Annie, for real, you'll throw something out there, and it doesn't matter how ridiculous of a setup you give him.
Or completely fabricated with zero basis
in
truth.
But
man,
Ryan's in, he's full in, full bore, and he makes something funny out of it, and it's a great trait.
There is a level of humor that is so stupid that women just cannot come up with.
I will agree with that. Women look at that and go, what are you doing?
There are
but boys love it.
There are things that he will say that will just, I'm just gone. I just can't do it anymore. I'm still laughing about having a chiseled jaw. I mean, there's just some things that just absolutely get me that he
says. I will say that I find it to be a male trait to want to publicly entertain people and make people laugh, invoke some sort of emotion. Like, you don't see as many women like walking into the room and like wanting to own that room. Of course, that I'd have a show. So I have done this from time to time. It's different though. But Ryan, you are so into making people laugh at your own expense to such great things. I am so grateful for it. Monetarily.
You do have to walk the line between being, am I stupid or am I smart enough to be stupid?
But the best thing about you is you never think about that question until afterwards.
Which comes from the confidence that it's Brad confidence. Was talking
See,
about.
See, it's a team.
Yes,
Trisha,
absolutely.
You want to compliment Ryan here?
Same deal. Confidence, humor. I can, if I want to throw out a poop joke, I know that Ryan's going
to
pick it up.
Go.
I would not do that with my female friends.
Thank you.
Tell you what.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
Trisha does fart jokes more than average women do.
Yes.
And I appreciate
because
it.
Because not the average woman.
I agree.
I lean feminine.
She leans feminine.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get to some more quick hit X's and Y's questions when we come back. That was kind of fun.
We didn't do you. Oh. We got to do it on the other side. We got to do it on the other side. Hey, a corporate.
Well, this is the worst show we've ever done.
Farm ale, pronouns beer.
We are professional broadcasters, at least till the end of the show. We'll be right back. I guess we'll do that. Don't go away. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. We were doing a little X's and Y's before the break. We're going to hurry up and wrap up the first question that I asked, which was to utilize everybody who's on the show. What about their gender makes them good at their job? If you missed it, we did everybody in the segment before, except for me. I forgot about that. I don't know that we really have to, but...
Yeah, we do. I'll go first. I think you are super thoughtful. And I think that your ability to think through situations makes you strong at what you do. Probably most endeavors, especially this one.
Is thoughtfulness more feminine than masculine?
I don't know.
I don't
probably
active thoughtfulness is probably more feminine. I don't think men are. I don't think that you can impose the absence of thoughtfulness as a negative thing against men, but I don't think that they're as actively thoughtful. I think you have to kind of work into it. Be more intentional about it.
Or it's more expected from women than it is from men.
Well, I say this about my husband and I. I'm more thoughtful. He's kinder. They're not
that's for sure
always
in my
the
house.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I think that your ability to monologue is extremely impressive, but it's the
I
way...
I hate when she monologues.
Just too much talking like most women?
I think...
That's definitely a lean spin.
I'm trying to take all Ryan's jokes away from him.
I think that your ability to connect the emotion behind a story is really good during your monologuing, and I think it's something that I really respect.
Thank you.
The obvious one is that you bring a different perspective to talk radio, especially conservative talk radio. So that one is almost a given. But I would also say probably your ability to multitask, being a woman, and running as many digital assets as
there's
you
a lot
are
going on over here
at any given time and running sound. And I mean, Brad's doing some of this, so it's like a mixture of both of you guys, but you both have to multitask. I would say you're very good at multitasking. Brad's tries to be as good as he possibly can in multitasking. But that to me is a gender breakdown right there between the two of you guys doing a lot of the same stuff.
I have a hard time like spending a lot of time keying in and focusing on one thing. I really have to be doing more than one thing at a time in order to do it well. It's like the anti-multitasking. I can't do it.
You're also very tough. You're a very...
Is that a feminine trait?
No, it's not. But I have to remind myself, but she's a girl. So underneath that rough exterior, she's actually very nice.
What?
I have to remind myself that.
Thank you.
It is. It's a compliment.
I would really request that you go back and listen to this.
Yeah, I probably did. It didn't go as well as I thought. It was supposed to be a good thing, but...
I think the intention was there.
Yeah, it was.
I'm like 60% sure.
Did not execute.
No.
I repeat, did not execute.
I think you said underneath that rough exterior. I have to remind myself that she's nice.
I have to... You know what? There's kind of a Carrie struggle.
Can that be a promo?
I don't have any control over that. So
show.
You know who does? Ryan.
Oh, I'm not the only one saying things here. Go ahead. Who's next?
I think that's me. So I noticed this trait in your interviews, and it's the ability to put the other person out there so the other person can shine. I don't know if this is necessary. I don't know what the feminine trait is for this, but it's like a deference and not the need. Like, for guys, we need to be up front. We need to be the one that's in charge.
Listening.
But the ability to listen in an interview, which sounds weird to say, but whenever you when you do an interview, you ask a question and then you let the interview breathe and you let the expert be the expert, and you are the best interviewer on this station, and thank one you. Of the best I've ever heard.
I appreciate that.
Ooh, I just got a text from Mark Cox and Mark Reardon and myself on the weekend. And
they that's, like a word.
And that's why she's better.
No. Anybody else have an excess? Thank you, everybody. And you're welcome to everybody. Good compliments. I thought that was an interesting conversation. Mm-hmm. Any other X's and Y's we can get to real quick? Ryan, you got one that we can hit before we get to the results?
Let's talk to the boys first. Boys, whenever you walk into a bathroom, do you ever get what they call pee shy?
No.
What does that mean?
Where you get stage fright.
No.
So
Wait.
My next question
stop,
was...
Stop. I have an intermediary question. What are you doing on stage?
Peeing.
Well, if there's not a divider.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I mean, if there's no divider, then
yeah,
it's Do you ever? You know what I'm talking about?
Ethan's real quiet.
Ethan, come on, everybody knows this. All the guys.
I'm trying to understand what would make one nervous.
Okay, never mind. Well, that was a stupid question for me to bring up.
Well, why don't you
seems
share
like
your thoughts
Brian
on it?
Brian has a little insecurity.
You get in there and you go, oh, it's time for the big show. And then your prostate's like,
what
I don't know.
What are you doing when you go into the bed?
Step aside, gentlemen.
Now, taking the stage.
Behold the master.
That is awkward. I get a little nervous, too,
wiggity,
after
wiggity,
that
wiggity,
instance.
Wiggity, there's a term for it. And it didn't originate with me. It's called stage fright. It's when you go to pee.
I don't think it's a performance.
I think you're doing it wrong.
It is. It is a performance. And little Ryan's like, wait a minute.
Little Ryan.
I wasn't brought into this.
Yeah. Oh, it's time?
Little Ryan. Unfortunately, it isn't time to break yet here.
I was going to ask, do girls ever get that? But apparently nobody in the world gets it.
Not like that.
Except for me. And it's rare because I have so much confidence.
WT Stim says, Annie, sometimes guys get too nervous to pee. I don't know what's going on in those
it's
bathrooms.
It's not nerves. It's just that you were like, oh man, it's time. Now I gotta perform.
I do, in fairness, if I'm forced to like pee in a lake or a river, does anybody ever do that on float trips? I know it's a long way to get there.
It takes extra focus.
I cannot do it. I get stage fright.
Thank you.
You're welcome. But I'm a girl.
And it's a lake or a river. It's different.
And it's outside. Which I talk about peeing outside a lot, too.
I need everybody. We got like a minute left. Every single guy who knows exactly what I'm talking about needs to log on and just say yes.
Say yes
There's
to
the
what?
Music.
Yes
get,
to the
they
dress.
Get nervous? That they get nervous?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. YouTube live chat poll for today results.
I will happily save this segment. 225 votes on today's YouTube live chat poll. Grade President Trump's progress on law and order. 2% say D. 4% say F. 18% say B/C, and an overwhelming 76% give President Trump an A.
I'm an A.
Order.
What are you, Ethan?
I'm an A.
Ryan?
A.
Trisha?
A.
Fred?
A.
A. That's almost as high as the decrease in carjacking percentage of 83% in Washington, D.C.
Good callback.
Thank you. Mark Reardon on the 97.1 FM Talk, St. Louis Conservative. Next.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.